What's going on, Kansas State Nation? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State here, folks, here. Final week of the regular season for both the K-State men's and women's basketball seasons here, at least for the regular season. And for the men, coming off of a huge win on the road over the weekend. This is the postcast edition on Jerome Tang's men's basketball team. And finally, it seems like forever that this team hasn't been able to win on the road in over the past month, but they finally got it done last Saturday on the road in another classic game at Stillwater. It never fails, folks. It never fails on the road, Stillwater. You're going to get Oklahoma State's best shot. And look, Oklahoma State was desperate. We knew it going in. And a win against us would have probably put them with a shot, outside shot, to get in the tournament. Well, that did not happen. K-State had other ideas there. As this was another grounded out game for K-State, in which I believe they trailed in this game. But two key plays that I pointed out, that I'm going to point out on this postcast, was really, I think, in my opinion, was the difference of this game. Of course, K-State beat Oklahoma State. K-State came in 14th in the country, 73-68, and now boast a three-game winning streak now going to senior night, which I believe is tomorrow night. Sitting here recording this podcast on Monday night. But how do you do this defense of K-State there? And you get plays, and the two I'm going to mention right off the bat here, Desi, Big Game Dez, like we've nicknamed him on this podcast, came up with two big plays, one in each half, the one I had before halftime there, which could have put the Cats down four. But look, this team has been down. This has been the pattern for this team. Be down at halftime and they respond. And really the last, handful of games now, this team has responded with a win after trailing at halftime. And I think they're comfortable in the spot. Look, we're about to head into postseason play. And look, we're going to get, more than likely, you're not going to get these blowout games and whatnot, especially in the tournament. You're going to get these close games. And I think this K-State team, under Jerome Tang, you had a whole year to play with one another. And it seems like this team is comfortable playing under pressure, especially in these types of situations. Desi Stales came up with a huge defensive play in the first half and converted on a tough layup there to end the first half. K-State was trailing by four at that point, which cut it, I think, to two or one there. I think it either way, we were still trailing by at least a possession there. It could have went behind in the intermission behind two possessions, but instead that was huge there. And then Desi Stales at the end of the game makes a tough-ass layup. Grown-ass man. He's like 24 years old anyway. But a grown-ass man make a big play in the second half to really put Oklahoma State, to bury Oklahoma State in that game right there. Made a tough, it was inbound play, and we've seen Jerome Tang. I think he's right up there. Yes, we're still in his first year as head coach here at K-State, but he is damn good at drawing up inbound plays, and he drew up a sweet play there where the Cowboy defense was staring, completely taking the putting their focus on Marquise Noel. Instead, Desi Snell sneaks inside underneath the layup, underneath the hoop, and scores a tough layup inside there. I circled those two plays right there. That really, I think, changed the entire complexion of this game. Of course, that one, that layup there, that iced the game right there for K-State as they beat Oklahoma State 73-68 in Stillwater. And by the way, sweep! Oklahoma State Cowboys, and somebody, and I think a K-State account put up, I think it was 785 Sports, who also does stuff for K-State, put up a picture there of this, bring out the brooms for K-State, bring out the brooms for Oklahoma State there. Of course, we hammered them in football last semester there with the Will Howard game, there here in Manhattan last semester there, where he just went off against the Cowboy defense there. And of course, you take care of the Cowboys on the basketball court. So you get a season sweep on a regular season anyways on Oklahoma State. And previously, you got the regular season sweep on Baylor as well. And You got a chance tomorrow night to do some damage against Oklahoma. It's their turn now to get on the mic there as well. But we got to put the finishing caps on this. It was by two. So Oklahoma State led K-State at the break 35-33. And K-State made more plays. They needed to make more plays down the stretch there. And Oklahoma State went cold from the field late in this game thanks to that defense there. And that's all she wrote there. Key plays made by K-State, of course. Ish was huge once again with the three-point ball down the stretch. Marquise Noel, game-high 22 points in this game. 5 of 12 from the field. 3 of 8 from downtown in this game. Almost played every minute of this game. And let's circle back to Dez right here, folks. This is a third consecutive start. Or I should say, Saturday was his third consecutive start there. Played 30 minutes, 10 big points, 4 rebounds and assists there. Keontae Johnson, 3 of 5 from downtown, 17 points, 7 of 13 from the field. He also almost played every minute of this game as well, and he didn't miss. Oklahoma State dared him to shoot from downtown. He was open on several of those, and especially early, he passed them up. Well, Keontae, in the second half, did not pass those up. He took it and made him right there in the game. David Gasson, 6 points in 19 minutes. He came off the bench again. Ishma should, 5. He was 1 of 4 from downtown this game. Gasson, 3 of 4 from the field against the Cowboys in this one. And I think now with this move, look, I hated this move. You know, Desi Steele is moving up to the starting lineup there. I like Desi. Y'all come up, Desi coming off the bench. That's my opinion there. But I'm not the head coach of the K-State, so what do I know? But since Desi Steele's entered the starting lineup, I don't want to put a jinx on it. But I got to bring up the stat: 3-0 since Desi Steele was inserted into the starting lineup there when he was inserted against Iowa State 2 weekends ago there as well. So that I'll keep that in mind heading into the tournament, because now that bench, we talk about it for the K-State bench, it's still deep. Get me wrong, we got Gasson come off the bench, Ish doing what he's been doing, Bebe giving me a little bit here and there. Tyke Green had 14 minutes or played 14 minutes and had nothing, but he still was a factor in the defensive end there as well. You have a deep rotation. That's going to be key in the postseason play here. We have a full week. We have Oklahoma State. Man, Oklahoma, senior night, tomorrow night, I believe. And then to finish up in Morgantown against a tough West Virginia team who took KU to the limit in Lawrence there into the final seconds there. And he came up empty-handed there in that ball game there. But K-State now, I believe now hit... I'm going to go here to make sure to cover my own butt here. Yeah, K-State now. Who would have thought about going all the way back to the end of the year? We still got 2 games left, but there's a good possibility this team, Texas, going the wrong direction. KU in position now to win another, of course, K's Big 12 regular season title. But K-State, you went out. You have an opportunity to get the second seed. And Texas keeps going what they've been going. And you split Texas, and I wish they would have beat Texas at home. That could loom large. But, look, K-State, you take care of your business. Tomorrow night and Saturday, you could be looking at a 2 seed in the Big 12 tournament come next weekend, folks, in Kansas City at the Sprint Center. Yes, I'm calling it Sprint Center still. Yes, it's a T-Mobile Center now, but it's Sprint Center. Because when I was in school, that's what it was not too long ago there as well. So it's still a jumble. At the top, when you look at the top four teams, KU all alone now in first, Texas second, K-State, and K-State has a tiebreaker with Baylor, so that's a 3rd seed right there. And Iowa State is the top half of the bracket there at 8-8 now. Iowa State, woo, they're in a funk of all places there. But look, no easy game. You got to go on the road to Morgantown, which, again, they took KU to the limit and had a chance to possibly send that game in the overtime and possibly win that game, if I'm not mistaken there. And then they fumbled it around in the last offensive possession of that basketball game there. And OU, you have to beat them. That's just embarrassment in Norman. It's time for some revenge tomorrow night on senior night, where Noel, KJ will be honored. I believe Desi Stills will be honored as well. I think Ish, too. So you got a big class going to be honored tomorrow. It's a big night for K-State. Ish, Marquise. I think Ish is a senior, I think. I have to go back and check that, but I know offhand three seniors on that roster, including your big two. And then Desi going to be honored as well, playing his Keontae Johnson. And he and Desi are 24 years old. I think Keontae may be a year older than that. I'm not 100% sure. I know they're both 24 years old. This is a veteran group that has played a full year of basketball, or I should say full year, full season of basketball. Well, same damn thing. And I'll get Jerome Tang a quote here in a second here to wrap up this postcast. This is K-State knocks off Oklahoma State on the road 73-68 there to extend their winning streak to three straight games. And I said they needed to go on a little bit of a streak. They're on it right now. Now carry on into Oklahoma tomorrow night. Oklahoma coming in the Bramlage 4-12 in conference play. They're under 500 overall. You gotta take that game. There's no excuses. So I ain't saying it's in the bag, but look, we all know what they OU did to them in Norman. So it's time to get some payback on Porter Mosier and those guys over there at Norman. All right, so I'm gonna go down the line here. So, I'm going to say, well, yeah, Jerome Tang got teed up in this game again. Jerome Tang's been getting teed up lately here down the stretch of some of these games. I like it. I'm not going to knock it. I like the passion from Jerome Tang there. And I'm going to steal something here from what he talked about in his post-race. Not post-race. Well, I'm thinking about NASCAR. Oh, man, a lot going on in the brain of Eddie Greer III on this podcast. Adversity for the basketball team right now. So from Coach Tang, from his press conference after the ball game, he said a lot of good stuff there. But I'm going to take one from adversity. Quote, I think the brotherhood, the fact that they get to be with each other and support each other and have a chance to be on the floor and not think about what's going on and just play the game of basketball, that is really good. I'm so proud of my staff. For Ann Weiss, for Deja James, who are our mental health wellness coaches that pour into our guys and are there for them in all kinds of situations. And we're blessed to be able to provide that kind of service to our players, and our staff and our team takes advantage of it. And so just consistently trying to make sure our guys are doing well away from basketball, because that's more important to me than whether they're putting the ball in the hole, end quote right there. So we talked about that on the women's side recently on the Pro Project Podcast daily or weekly edition with my co-host Alex Aiden, who returned for episode 146 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly. If you have not checked that out, first off, subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast first, and feel free to download it and give that a listen there as well. Recently, we talked about that on the women's side and them struggling a little bit here, so big kudos to the staff there, Ann Weiss and Deja James, for doing what they do. That's really the most important part right there, is the mental game, the mental side. And that's really become really the mental focus, not just in basketball, but for every sport. Football, especially that. Football, we see it a lot in football now. Track, distance running, listening to different podcasts, and that's definitely... you want to make sure you're mentally right, in running, baseball, all kind of sports, right? You want to make sure you're 100% in it, and it can definitely take effect, for sure. So you want to, I don't want to use the word compartmentalize, but again, if everything is going okay off the field, everything should be able to go smoothly there. But sometimes, you know, you hit patches in life, right? So you have to try to figure out, you know, how to manage that, right? So definitely, I was glad to hear that from the press conference there as well. But a huge victory. It also doesn't hurt to win on the basketball court as well for K-State. And that's what they're doing right now. They're on a three-game winning streak right now and looking to make it four tomorrow night on senior night, folks. Now I'm going to have to get the schedule out now. This is going to be the end of... No, actually, it's Wednesday. Excuse me. Yeah, Wednesday, so it's not going to be tomorrow night, so check that. So Wednesday night, when the calendar turns March, senior night in Bramlage Coliseum, 7 p.m. Central Time. Come on out, and once again, Jerome Tang has been on the fans from day one, including the students as well, about packing Bramage. Well, this is another opportunity. Senior night, huge night. As I mentioned, for three of the seniors, there could be one more on that list there. As I said, I'm not sure if Ish is a senior or not. I got to go back and check that. But a huge, huge night coming up on Wednesday night. K-State hosts Oklahoma here. Two games left in the postseason. We'll be becking us here with the Big 12 tournament next week in Kansas City there. And the two seed is up for grabs, really, for K-State, because somebody tweeted out that you went out and Texas continues to go where they've been going. You could possibly even face Oklahoma State again or Oklahoma there, but I don't want to patch it, seal the deal yet there. But we know what Oklahoma's capable of, and K-State, they got to come out. There's going to be a lot of emotion in this ball game, obviously, with the seniors, you know, obviously, and what they have done, especially the turnaround, the progress that Marquise Noah has made throughout – from year one under Bruce to what he's done now with Jerome Tang has been absolutely none other than spectacular. This is why Casey is where they are right now. Where they're ranked so high or projected so high for the NCAA tournament. So hopefully they can take care of Oklahoma and preserve that one loss, that one little bleak on their home record this year against Texas. But they've been outstanding at home. There's been some rumblings about the crowd in some games, but hey, look, K-State Nation, you should be damn proud of yourself. Come on out one more time. Support this team right now. We are on a run and on a mission right now. So Oklahoma next on the list here, and then, of course, they end the regular season at Morgantown. But we got to focus, zero in on Oklahoma. And as I'm getting this right now, I better correct the ranking here. K-State is now coming into the final week of the regular season, 11th in the country, ranked 11th now in the country now, 22-7 overall. They move now to 10-6 in the Big 12 and looking for possibly another spot, getting themselves pretty set up here in voting for the most part. I know I'm looking far in the crystal ball, but voting KU in the same bracket will be very nice. that's just me there. But I'm sure other K-State folks would agree with me there on that one. But, yeah, you're really putting yourself in a really good situation there as well. But, hey, got to take care of business. We'd love to see the Cats win out here the rest of the way here. And there's no reason why to. So we'll see what happens. The plays on the court. K-State welcomes OU, 11th-ranked K-State. Wednesday night, Bramlage, the Octagon of Doom is going to be rocking and rolling one more time for the 2022-23 season. The Purple Project Podcast. You can find it wherever. Get your podcast. If you're new to the show, you love what you're hearing here tonight, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Hey, and you feel free to leave a rating and if you want a review of this podcast. And me and Alex, hey, no more one star. None of that one star stuff. We don't want that on this podcast. If you're a K-State, you're doing that. Shame on you for doing it. But if you're not part of K-State, you're doing that, then you need to listen to some other another podcast. But again, we're allowing 4 or 5 stars. That will help us out tremendously and continue to kind of reach other K-Staters fans out there that are looking for more content besides your fastball and your changeup, football and men's basketball. That baseball reference, I just snuck that one in there on you as well. So definitely check it out. And feel free also to follow me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. And feel free to even pop in a question or comment about this podcast. It's still up for grabs. I mean, the question's yet to be answered. So you can be the first to post a question, and it could be on a future weekly here coming up as we're about to hit the home. Basically, we're at the home stretch now in basketball, folks. That's going to do in this long PBBD postcast edition here to the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. K-State beats Oklahoma State on the road 73-68 and has their eyes set on Oklahoma here in Manhattan Wednesday night.